Nomum, with the Institution of Engineering and Technology, advancing and sharing technology.
Misty, our kitten, has been at it again. First, she wanted to get our paws on my touchscreen computer. Now it's my favourite lunch of sausages and chips she's after. And nothing gets between me and my chips. Nothing.
Stop it! Go on, get down, girl.
She's on the table again, Mum.
Right, you. Come on, Misty. It's time for you to get in the cat carrier. We've got to get you chipped this afternoon.
I think that's what she was hoping for. Some of my chips. What sort of chips are you talking about?
Microchips. The vet's going to pop a tiny chip under her skin, which will carry important information about her. It's a bit like a tag on a collar, or even a bit like a barcode. Things like her name, an address, and our phone number.
So, if she's lost, they can post her back to us.
That's right. Although I think they're just phoners. I don't think you're allowed to post pets.
There you go, Misty. I'm just putting the chip in now.
Doesn't that hurt?
Don't worry, Tim. The microchip is about the same size as a grain of rice, and it's injected into the fleshy part of the neck. It's very unlikely she'll be able to feel it.
I still don't get it. Okay, the chip contains information about Misty, but the chip is now inside her neck. Mum, you said it was a bit like a tag on a collar or a barcode, but at least you can see a tag or a barcode to check it. How does anyone ever get information out again? It's buried in the cat.
Well, light from a sensor has to bounce off a barcode. So you're right that you do need to see barcodes. But the chip is a tiny electrical device. Its proper name is a radio frequency ID tag, or RFID. It uses radio waves which can travel through things like bodies and cats.
That's right, and it's doubly clever because it doesn't just sense radio waves, but it returns them too. Barcodes? Well, they're just stuck there. Let's check if it's working. As I swipe the reader over Misty, it gives out some electromagnetic energy. That's those radio waves in action. We can't see them, but they're definitely there. The chip inside Misty's neck has an antenna, right? When it receives this energy, it sort of wakes up. This causes it to send back its information. And here, you can see for yourself, Misty's name and address is showing on my reader. Clear as day. The reader's computer has picked up the radio waves and decoded them correctly. Okay, Misty, you're free to go.
Thank you. Say goodbye, Misty. Oh, look, they've got the special cat flaps here. They use RFID technology too. It's pretty clever. They make sure that Misty is the only cat that can use the flap. For every other cat, the flap is locked shut. Want to have a guess about how that works?
The flap sends out some radio waves, which makes the cat's chip send back its information to the reader in the flap. And does the cat flap have the computer that makes sure it's the right cat and only opens if it is?
Open sesame. Exactly right. You've got it. Shall we get one for Misty?
Sounds like a plan. We don't want any other cats popping in to nick my chips. Talking of chips, I'm starving.
You've only just had your lunch. Honestly. Bottomless pit.
Well, I had to leave half of mine. Misty had her paws on them.
That wouldn't normally have stopped you.
Techno Mum, with the Institution of Engineering and Technology, advancing and sharing technology.